This is KUT. Activists, religious leaders, and some local elected officials staged a sit-in at Governor Greg Abbott's office to protest Senate Bill 4. The bill would ban so-called sanctuary cities. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports on the protest.
Roughly 40 protesters met at the south gate of the Capitol Monday morning. They marched east to the governor's office. And there, they took a seat on the floor. Arms interlaced, protesters blocked main entrances to the state building. Among the protesters was Austin Community College trustee Julianne Nitsch and Austin City Council member Greg Cassar.
This law basically wants to turn our police officers into folks asking to show me your papers and wants to force local jails into holding immigrants without a warrant for deportation.
SB 4, also known as the so-called Sanctuary Cities Bill, would require local officials to cooperate fully with federal immigration authorities. It would also prohibit law enforcement from limiting officers from asking about immigration status after someone's been detained. Supporters say this ensures a safe community. Opponents say it does the opposite, making undocumented immigrants fearful of any interaction with police, including if they're the victim of a crime. Protesters Monday had water, granola bars, and pizza on hand, intending to stay for a while. Christina Parker is with Grassroots Leadership, which organized the sit-in.
We'll do what we have to do to get our message across today, and we're not leaving until they hear it or they drag us out of here.
But after nearly 9 hours of staging a sit-in, protesters were told to leave by DPS officers. Those who did not were cited. This includes Councilmember Cassar, who was arrested and charged with criminal trespassing. Governor Abbott has made passing a so-called Sanctuary Cities Bill a priority. Preliminary versions of SB 4 have been okayed by the Texas Senate and House. The two bodies still have to agree on a final version before it heads to the governor's desk to be signed into law. Abbott's office did not respond to a request for comment Monday. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.